Bez Hashem, we continue Pelayoyitz and Shirim 235. On the topic of Golus, we discussed yesterday the importance of valuing a son, a Talmud Chacham, and to go to the ends of the earth, as we had said yesterday, Afilu L'Seif HaOilam, to send one's child even out to travel, to go to Golus. After I turned up the recorder, someone shared with me a beautiful story at the shir. He told me a story where, I'll say the story. The story is that a father on his deathbed was told by his daughter, who was not as dedicated to Yiddishkeit, she told her father that she's going to send her son, to a Jewish education. And this was the last words that the father heard from his daughter. And not only did they send the son to a Jewish education, but they traveled, the parents of this boy, over an hour. Seems like they took turns driving this boy over an hour each way. And today, he became a Shomer Shabbos, a Rebbe, a Rav. The Siyata D'Shmai, when a person's Moiser Nefesh and gives, we don't always see it right away. Here in this story, we see it. Now, the Pelayoyitz is telling us there are times that the best Rebbe is not at the other end of the world, but right there in your own town. Mm-hmm. And everything is like what the person is, according to what the needs of the person and the nature of the person. That in this generation, now he was nefted already in the early 1800s, but see how practical this is. He speaks to us as well, where he says, sometimes sending the child off, when you have a good Rebbe, a good yeshiva right nearby, is not the best thing for the person, for the child. It could be it's better that he doesn't leave his family environment. Now the pasuk says, "Chanech l'nar pi darkoi." Each nar, each child, is different than his sibling, than his brother, than his sister. If you educate them, of course, everything al pi shulchan aruch, al pi the Torah. But just because one yeshiva was good for one child doesn't mean that same style yeshiva is good for his brother. You know why? Because sometimes it's beneficial for the father to be nearby and to watch over the child. And I'll tell you something else. And sometimes it's beneficial for the father's eyes not to be near the child and not to be watching over the child. Sometimes that's also beneficial. I want to make sure that everyone listen to the shir on the recordings here, because you can't ask a question to the recording. It just doesn't work. And let's not get into AI, okay? Let's put that aside. We don't just take from the shir, oh, you know what? Okay, I'm going to send my son nearby so I can watch every move he makes. That might be the worst thing for this child in this example. Speak to your Rav, speak to your Rebbe, speak to someone who knows you. Someone, you know what? He also might know the child. That's also important. Don't just like take from the shir and say, oh, that's what we're going to do. We're going to act upon it like this. From the shir, we should act upon, then we should ask the question. Imunosui shishari etzelishtoi. And sometimes, if a person is married, he should live and learn near his family. And if the person needs to leave his hometown, or he needs to travel because of parnasa, toiv legever shechavein veyushpoich sicha shechoshuv loy haderech ahi bishvil golus. If a person does have to travel, let him have the kavana, let him have the mindset that the difficulty from being away from home should be a kapara for his aveiros. It might be difficult. It's something that's difficult in life. We've learned this before in the Sefer from Avraham Shor, that in order, one of the ways for the kapara to take place is to acknowledge that what Hashem is doing with this individual, with this person, has to be accepted as kaparas. And the person just accepts, oh, you know what? That's part of life. Sometimes people have difficulties, they have to travel. But they don't put Hashem in the picture. He's not getting his kaparas. Now, isn't that a crime? Isn't that a shame? The person is going through all these tzaras and difficulties, and he's not even getting kaparas out of it. You could cry just for hearing that. The shehu mikabel gzeiros shemayim. Listen to this next word. Be'ahava. And the person should have in mind that he accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gzeira, Hashem's decree, with love. Le'yoyz goyle le'kaporis avoynois, that to be exiled as an atonement for his averis. As Chazal tells us, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayim at Beis, Golus is mechaperes avoin. It's mefurish Gemara. Golus atones for an avera, atones for sin. Rabbi Isai is a whole parasha we just discussed recently. You can have it also in Shoiftim. A person kills b'shoigig. Where does he go? He goes to Eir Miklat. Why is he going to Eir Miklat? So you say because he doesn't want the goyel adam to kill him. He doesn't want the relative to kill him. That's one reason. But he's mechuyiv to go because he's obligated because he needs his kapara. Golus is mechaperes. They say the stories of the great tzaddikim of hundreds of years ago, that they would travel around. You know, back then they didn't have Rebbe cards, and they didn't know what the grah looked like. And besides for the grah, you know, they say a story. It's hard to repeat the story because, like, it's painful to repeat the story. But I think it's kedai. How the way they treated the grah, the Vilna Goin. You know, we say his name with such awe and trepidation. He was very makbid that Kriyas and Megillah should be with a minion. He should have 10 people. And he paid money. When he was traveling around, he paid money to people to help make sure there's a minion. The way I heard the story is that not only did they steal his money and leave him without the minion, they beat him up. Now, the Gro is mekabel this besimcha atzuma. We can't believe, we can't understand. Right? You see, I see your face. You know, I have a box of tissues here, so, yeah. I mean, it's painful. Now, going through Golus, just make sure you protect yourself from the ra, from the evil on the roads, because the roads are full of dangers. Well, we say old tefillah, tefillah sederech. And it doesn't just mean the traveling, but when you go to unfamiliar places, sometimes you meet people who are not so honest, and you don't know about this.
However,
and if it turns out, v'imloy yizdamin loy b'gzeir shemayim leilech b'drachim, that the person is traveling. Yesho Eker Dirosmi Bayis Abayis, and person travels from one place to another place. But let's say the Gezerah doesn't give him this exile, this golus. Yesh, so he won't get his kaparas. Yesho Eker Dirosmi Bayis Abayis. Sometimes people, they themselves pick themselves up and they impose the golus upon themselves. The chosh of golus v'chavim lezeh. And it's considered to be a golus. And he intends for this as well. Shari Amru Shemasha Anu Goylun Bechag Me Bayis Lasuka Hulon Legolis Mechaperis. The Psikta Rabosi, the Rav Kahana tells us, we're just a few weeks away, Mr. Hashem, from the Yontav Sukkis. Zman Simchaseinu. And he says, this that we leave the house and we go into the Sukkah is a chelik of Golis. And the more a person's mekayim the mitzvah of eating the sukkah and rejoicing in the sukkah and sleeping in the sukkah, he gets his kapara. Because we just had a Yom Kippur, a Shon Yom Kippur, and after Shon Yom Kippur, maybe he still needs a little more. We should be careful not to try to be makel and lenient with the mitzvah of sukkah because it's for our benefit, it's for us. And this is the mindset we should also have when you go from your house to the shul to the Beis Medrash, which is where we are right now. That he's getting his kaparis. The Maral says that why is it that a person gets schar halicha when he leaves his house? You get reward for going out of your house to come to the shul. Why should you get reward for that? Imagine you come to the office and you go to your boss and say, listen, you know, I want to revise the contract, my contract with you. He says, well, what do you mean? I thought you agreed we have a nice salary for you. You work very hard. I want to add to my paycheck me coming to the office. Says, excuse me? You repeat yourself. Well, you see, I have to get here. So it's a 10-minute drive. I want to get paid, not just for the car expenses. I want to get paid just like I'm working as well. Excuse me? What are you talking about? You have to get it. Well, how is it? He doesn't say what you're talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a schar halicha. Hashem says, I'm going to give you reward for leaving your house. You know what the Maral says? The Maral tells us that house is the person's most precious item of the gashmius in the world. You spend your most in your house, right? Normally, right? So when a person's leaving his house, what's he doing? He's leaving the gashmius. You hear this? And where is he going? He's going to the shul, to the Beis Knesses. He's going to Beis Medrash. That's the ruchnius. He's leaving the Gashmias, he's going to the Ruchnias. Hashem says, you're doing that, I'm going to give you reward for every single step you take. Person comes back, maybe let's say he doesn't understand the word he just learned today. Doesn't understand the word. This happened to me. You know, you sit down to learn the Gemara, it's, what in the world's going on here? I know what you're thinking. What's he talking about? This happens to me. You get a schar, a reward, just for going. You're leaving the gashmis behind. Okay, we'll stop here.